Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yes, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, with complete accuracy, I might say. Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Faith Whittier is here. Dr. Faith has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She's a board-certified medical doctor. She is a policymaker on the medical committee of the Women's Family and Health Planning Association of the state of Texas. She's a very active member in Houston's Blockchain Alliance, and she's here. She's that makes her a Renaissance woman, ladies and gentlemen. She covers the waterfront from us, and I've got a special request from her coming up right after when she joins us. Faith Whittier, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Really, always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me again.
You're always welcome here, Faith. So I want to get, before we get into some of these other things that we're going to talk about. I wanted, as a medical doctor, I can't let you get away without talking about where you think we are with the coronavirus, with the COVID-19 disease. If you had to, from a standpoint of where you think, you know, we had a new breakout over the summer. We learned that not only does COVID-19 not mind the heat, it actually may like it, apparently. But as, in terms of all that, where do you think we are right now? Are we flat? Is the curve flattening a little bit now? Just now?
I wish I could say that we are sort of out of the woods. I think we still have pockets, problem states. I'm obviously in one of them here in Texas. And so I think that we're still just not out of the woods. We've got some unknowns coming up. You know, what is it going to look like when our kiddos go back to school? What is it going to look like when the winter comes and we've got flu on top of the coronavirus?
Yeah.
We don't have a vaccine yet, although I heard Russia does. But, I mean, obviously these things are not, it has, and I say that facetiously, to create a vaccine takes a lot of time, and it has to go through trials. And so we are just not out of the woods yet. And I think we all have to still do our individual part of, you know, social distancing, you know, washing our hands, staying inside as much as we can. We know that these basic measures do work in terms of flattening that curve, but it's going to take us all collectively to do it. So I just don't think we're quite out of the woods, and I think this is going to go on, unfortunately, for a little bit of time.
We're probably going to wind up with COVID-21 one of these days, right? I mean, this is I worry about that. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even before that, a COVID-21, I'm concerned. You know, we talk about, you know, COVID a lot of times in terms of people getting it and then recovering, or, you know, unfortunately the ones that pass away. But now we've got we're seeing a lot of patients that aren't rapidly recovering. And I think they've got a new term for it, the COVID long haulers. And, you know, what kind of effect is this going to have with, you know, patients ending up with long-term sequela from this COVID? So, We don't know a lot about it.
One of the things that I've talked to a handful of different sources on the medical front, from research to doctors to nurses on the front line, and they're telling me that this thing isn't like anything anybody's ever seen before. And I know some people may be saying, "Duh," but no. I mean, this is a virus. We've seen a lot of viruses before. But this one has its own special aggressiveness, doesn't it?
It has its own special aggressiveness, and it has its own special target, right? So it doesn't react in every individual in the same way, and we can't predict who. I mean, we have some insight to, you know, perhaps patients that are immunocompromised, patients that have that diabetes, those kinds of things, but it's still not crystal clear as to who is going to really be
hit. Would you, without getting controversial, and I don't mean to get controversial, but if you look at what you've seen, would you see a case for this being something that was created, at least modified, and I'm not going to use the word weaponized, but modified in some way by humans? What do you think, quickly?
You know, I don't know. That's all a possibility, and then I guess what comes to my mind, whether something like that was intentional or
that's
unintentional.
That's right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Dr. Faith Whittier after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.